Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Brian Huang, Senior Director of ProfitStorm. Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Hi, Gary. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you.
Tell me a little bit about what you do at ProfitStorm and a little bit about the company as well.
ProfitStorm is a company that started from 2012. And just as the name replied, there's the profit in front of the company name. And the profit in our company just means artificial intelligence, also the predictive analysis. And also from the second part of the company name, store, yeah, that means we want to apply the artificial intelligence to storage. But of course, we are not limited to storage. We want to apply artificial intelligence technology to the whole data centers. And of course, at first, we focus on predictive analysis on storage, not including traditional SAN and also hyperconverged and distributed storage. Also want to mention what I'm doing in ProfitStorm. I'm leader of AI development. So we have very good data scientists in ProfitStorm. And we found what kind of AI services customer needs. And we apply the machine learning algorithm to automate operation.
So as I understand it, you kind of be a leader in software-defined storage, providing federated storage solutions to enable data centers to provide agile, automated, and intelligent storage infrastructure and orchestration. So software-defined storage, as we like to define it, as a company that uses standard hardware and applies their storage software solution to it. Is that a fair characterization of how you utilize that term?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and then federated, I think of it's connected and aggregated versus disaggregated. So talk a little bit about how this solution is a federated solution.
Okay, just we all know that there are different kinds of storage and also those storage from different vendors and also a lot of models. And the one thing about Hedia in data center is each type of storage, they have their own command line, their own REST API, and also a whole bunch of storage resources that the data center operator need to consider. So the first thing we do is we create a platform, and this platform want to abstract the differences among these different kinds of storage, different model of storage, and we provide a unified REST API for user to operate, and also the single glass of GUI dashboard management system and for user to easy to access. And then we also abstract away those resources of this storage, and then we apply artificial intelligence to automate storage operation.
Now you have a couple of products available. The datacenter.ai, that's your AI product for predicting disk failure and predicting storage server performance. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Datacenter.ai is the product name, and we want to provide many AI services. And the disk failure prediction is actually one important feature of Datacenter.ai. This product, just as name implied, we predict the failure of any kind of a disk, including HDD, SSD, and even NVMe. And since in the data center, there's a lot of disks, so this kind of a prediction is very important for data center operator. We can change the render failure into planned maintenance. One important issue after this failure is that the performance degradation. For example, if customer storage using RAID, and when one disk fails and the storage need to rebuild data, then the performance will drop during this RAID rebuild session. So if we predict this failure, and then data center operator or the storage administrator, they can do some actions before this failure to prevent performance degradation.
So what are some of the target servers that your product can be utilized on?
This product mainly a target on distributed storage and, of course, the traditional SAN. But I think our main target is focused on distributed storage. That's just because since the data is distributed, scattered around a lot of physical servers. When one disk fails in this cluster, then data need to exchange and read a lot of read and write and also the data transmitted through this network. Then clients' performance will be affected by this type of data exchange and data rebuild. So we will find that this profit is most welcome by distributed storage users. Of course, for traditional SAN, we can still help RAD user to take some actions before RAD rebuild.
And then the software operating systems that it works on are Linux, Windows, what else?
Linux and Windows, and also software-defined storage specifically, for example, Nutanix, and also Ceph. We know that Ceph is very popular in Asia-Pacific, especially China. China has a lot of hyper-converged based on Ceph, and the headache is caused by this failure because the data rebuild among nodes will affect performance of a Ceph cluster.
Well, that's great information. I understand you also utilize Intel NVMe SSDs. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. This profit isn't only for HDD. We also for SSD and also NVMe. And of course, since these types of disk have different physical characteristics, so our data scientists create different prediction model for this SSD, HDD, and also NVMe. And this profit will automatically recognize the type of disks and then apply different prediction model to predict the disk failure. So our disk profit has very high accuracy rates, almost over 95%, and very low false alarm rates.
All right, and for our listeners that are interested in learning more, it's www.profitstore.com. Is there anywhere else that customers could go to learn more about the products?
Yes, customer want to know more about our Federation products. They can look for the www.profitstore.com. And for this profit specific, we have another website that's www.diskprofit.com. That is www.diskprofit.com. And thisprofit.com doesn't only provide more detailed information about this profit. It actually, a customer can create an account and upload their smart data and get a free trial about our prediction on their disks.
Well, thank you, Brian, for your time and best wishes to Profit Store.
Okay, thank you.